We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a donkey.
Yeah. You are a donkey.
I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Is it? Is it Terrence Howard? Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 15th goes to the Suits. The executives at 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta. Dropping the clues bombs for everybody listening to us in Atlanta.
Shout out to Atlanta.
I don't know if they are this morning, but I'm not going to name individual names because I don't know who to aim at yet. And I hate to bring internal work things to the public because I know y'all don't care. But the same way every now and then y'all vent about your place of employment, every now and then I have to vent about mine too. We, the Breakfast Club, are blessed to be syndicated in over 100 markets. We truly thank God for it all. Dropping the clues bombs for the 8 million monthly listeners that make that possible. Thank you. One of those markets is in Atlanta, Georgia, 105.3 The Beat. We do very well in that market. We also have the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival happening in Atlanta, April 27th. Thank you. Go get your tickets right now at eventbrite.com or blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. But on Friday, I saw this pop up on Baller Alert. Did y'all see this?
I did.
You saw it?
Yep.
Let me see. Damn, I can't even find it now.
By my friends in Atlanta.
Old ass phone he got. He can't even pull it up.
What they say?
Jesus.
Oh, here it goes.
They say, wow, y'all not going to be broadcasting in Atlanta no more?
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
They're kicking y'all out, Josh, because you can't read. I'm like, what?
So it's your fault.
That would not be the reason because I can't read. What?
It said on Baller Alert, sources confirmed the Breakfast Club, and they use this very pixelated picture of us. It says, sources confirmed the Breakfast Club to be dropped from 105.3 FM's lineup in Atlanta. Now, the reason I'm bringing this to radio is because I've been asking about this a little bit this weekend, and I ain't getting no answers. You get any answers, Davey?
I did not.
Just hilarious. You get any answers?
I didn't even ask. I was too scared. I thought it was because I couldn't read.
I've been trying to figure out what's up with this all weekend, okay? And nobody is responding. Louis V, the program director, that's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we from South Carolina, 803 Metro. He not replying to me. What the hell is happening? Anytime y'all need something from us, we deliver.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When y'all got questions, we got answers. So how come now that I got some questions, we got some questions, nobody is replying, all right? I love being in Atlanta. Only problem I've ever had with Atlanta is the BS signal we on, okay? It's a good signal, but, you know, not as strong as it should be, all right? We've been pushing for a stronger signal since we found out the signal was weak. Other than that, I have no problem with the ATL, but I do have a problem with corporate at 105.3 The Beat not informing us that we are being dropped from the lineup in Atlanta, okay? Who are these sources? Mm-hmm. And how do these sources know more than we do? Okay, very unprofessional for us to have to find this out via Baller Alert. And we have been nothing but professional with you all, and it's a shame that I have to get on this radio and give y'all donkey today in order to get your attention. Now, I bet today I will get a call back.
Absolutely.
I bet one of us will get a call back in this room today.
Sure.
I'll probably get a text.
Right okay. now, probably.
All right, yeah, probably, within the next 5 minutes.
That's right.
Why is Charlamagne doing that? That's unprofessional. Yeah, I'm matching energies. I'm matching unprofessional energies this morning. You don't like how I'm handling this. I don't like how y'all handling us. So I would like to tell Atlanta and the people of Atlanta, thank you. And this is just to the listeners and the listeners only. Thank you. Traveling Clues Bombs for the listeners in Atlanta.
ATL.
You made us a success on 105.3 The Beat. And if this is the end, gratitude is our attitude. I don't even know if we on in Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
If you can hear us in Atlanta this morning on 105.3 The Beat, reach out and touch us right now. 1-800-585-1051 is the number. I want to know if y'all can hear us because it'll probably be the last time. All right. And if we weren't getting dropped from there, and that was just a bad rumor, we probably getting dropped now. But either way, thank you, Atlanta. Okay, thank you. The people of Atlanta have been better to us than the executives at 105.3 The Beat have been. And we will see you in Atlanta at the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival, April 27th. And 105.3 The Beat will clearly not be there. Mm. Please give all the suits at 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta the biggest hee haw.
That's a big market.
It is.
Yeah.
Like, so that's like offensive.
It is, right?
So messed up, yeah.
How offensive should I get this morning?
Oh my gosh. Not, I just got here. Please.
Well,
should we let Kathy Griffin
get I don't want to go back to the strip club. Please don't.
We've evolved, but every once in a while.
Should we let Kathy Griffin give the suits at 105.3 The Beat in Atlanta?
Let it fly. Let it fly.
Mm. Please give this giant jar of mail the biggest hee-haw.
You might as well keep going.
You think Chris Rock got something to say?
I know Chris Rock got something
oh,
to say.
No.
That might have been too far.
If you weren't dropped before,
that might have been too far.
You might get dropped
what about
now.
What about old girl?
My girl at the restaurant got something to say?
Crack!
They gonna go Bobby
but
Woman.
But we be black, though.
Y'all think y'all
black ass crackers
now.
Black ass crackers. Can't even return our calls.
Black ass crackers.
You been in that position a little too long, acting like them suits now.
That's messed up.
I don't think it's going right for us, guys.
I don't know. I just feel it's disrespectful. And so let's open up the phone lines. What's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
Jesus. Okay.
People out there, anybody out there want to chime in? Huh?
See, the cracker thing is funny when it's going at other people, but when it's,
yeah.
when it's crackers, you know?
When it's crackers, yeah, crackers, when it's in, crackers, in you know? House. And I ain't even been here long enough to know what crackers we talking about. So I don't even know. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
800.
Nope, don't text me now.
585-1051. We're going to have to take
oh,
another.
Oh, my sister. She said she hears us.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Oh, okay. No, don't text me now. That's your sister.
She in Atlanta. Okay.
We're going to have to take another sensitive training in a little bit. That's what you know that. 800. See, we on in Atlanta. Take it back. Psych. Can we just say psych?
Psych.
Psych.
Well, no. Where is it? Well, you know what? Crack ass sauces? I don't know. Just call us, all right? What's the most disrespectful way you found out you were fired?
All right, let's discuss. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.